I received Jesus as my personal healer at 45. At 45. And from 45 till now, I have had zero sickness and disease. Not one day in 25 years, going on 26. Now then, like Dave up there. Dave's up there, and you'll get to talk to him in a little while whenever he's down here milling around, I guess, among the people. But Dave was sick for 40-plus years. And he'd been to the finest doctors, and they all told him, what you got can't be healed. It's in your DNA. And they told him, now don't you have any children? He's married to a beautiful little lady. Now don't you have any children? Because this sickness is in your DNA. And if you have any children, it'll be passed to your children, and they'll all have this same sickness and disease. Well, he didn't want his children to be sick when he met me. I told him, I said, Dave, that's not true. That's a demon. It's not in your DNA. It's a demon, and it's a curse. And when you get your wife pregnant and she has babies, you pass those demons to your children. That's what it is. I said, now we cast out the demons, break the curse, get you healed, and you and your lovely wife can have all the children you want to, and they won't none of them be sick. Well, so far they got three, and the fourth one's going to be here any day, and ain't none of them sick.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Now, does God's word work?
Amen.
Hey, it works. Sure it does. Because it's God. I mean, he can't lie. They have three beautiful, perfectly healed children. Dave is completely healed. He loves being healed. He loves having three beautiful, healthy children. And he's going to love having a fourth beautiful, healthy children. Now, he made a statement the other day to somebody, and this got passed down to me. I don't know if this is true or not, but I'll make the statement. Dave can correct me. He said, we may just decide to have somewhere between 11 and 13 before it's over. I told him, what? Oh, don't tell your wife. Okay. Oh, I told him, I said, I wouldn't wish that on no woman. Oh, my God. Four is plenty. I only raised two, and that's all I wanted. Praise God. Oh, two. Like I told Dave the other night, I said, I had two because I lost one of them. As many of you know, my daughter got killed in that car wreck with her mother in 2001. But I've said many a time, I wouldn't take $1 million for either one of my children, but you couldn't give me $1 million for another one. You know, I had two, and that's all I wanted. And of course, now I got four grandbabies, you know, and I love all four of them. You know, they're sweet little things. And, you know, and of course, Caitlin, you know, the one that Jesus raised from the dead, technically, that's so sweet. She's 11. She come running over the day and said, Grandma, she has a new grandma now. She said, Grandma, I want you to take me shopping. And Grandma said, well, honey, I don't have any money. She turks says, come on with me. Where are you going? She said, let's go get Granddad. He's got plenty of money. Does that sound just like a little sweetheart? Don't them little girls say, what can they get from Granddaddy? She wanted to go to the store and a little duck poodle or something she saw down there, a little stuffed animal, $5 or $6. I mean, of course, to her, that's a lot of money. But yeah, Granddaddy can come up with $5 or $6 or $7 for his little sweetheart, a little toy stuffed dog. And any of you can too. These little girls know how to wrap granddaddies around their fingers, don't they? Absolutely, they can do it. But just think, with this benefit package that God has provided for us, who would need a better benefit package than this? Nobody. I mean, just think what we could do in America if we could convince the United States of America. We have the church, but the church is not even walking in this. That's what's so sad. The church don't believe their benefit package. Now, if there was, well, 150 million of us out of the 300 million people or whatever there is in America, if there is 150 million of us are Christians and we all believe this book and we were all walking in divine health, hey, yeah. We could say, we have your answer. They said, what do you mean you have your answer? Well, I know a man in Texas that's walked 25 years without sickness and disease. Well, yeah, that's just a thing. Oh, we got a church that's 150 million strong, and we haven't had a person in the hospital in 25 years. You know somebody will listen to that. You know that? Is this available to all of us? It sure is. This benefit package is available to every one of us. Now, what do we got to do as the church to make this benefit package work? You got to walk in obedience to His Word. You got to put Him first. You got to learn to bless His holy name. Bless Him. I mean, and not be ashamed of Him. We need to be in church every time the doors open. I mean, every Sunday, our churches ought to be running over at the gills. You know that? We ought to be there. Now then, I want to tell you something that happened in a big church, and the reason that we have the problem we have, only a few weeks ago, on the week of the 17th of August. Now, that's not long ago. You know that? You know, this is the second Saturday in September. But just a few weeks ago, the middle of August, on the 17th, a big church organization. Has anybody ever heard of the organization called the Lutherans? You heard of them? They had a big meeting in Minneapolis. Big meeting. And so they have a huge, beautiful church right downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a beautiful thing. I've seen it. I've been to Minneapolis many times in my life. But this church is right across the street from the convention center. And it's a big building. Well, this big meeting, their big church wouldn't hold them all. So they rented the convention center and used the church too. And they came to discuss a subject. And the subject was, are we going to allow homosexuals to be in our church and to live their open lifestyle in and be part of our church? Homosexuals. You know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. You know, God said in His Word, when a man lies with a man as with a woman, it's an abomination to God. So what do you think God thinks about that? There ain't no discussion. Case closed. You can't be in our church and be a homosexual. You can come to our church, accept Jesus, be a new creature, but you can't come and live your lifestyle in our church. No, you either come and change, but you don't come and tell everybody you're a homosexual and you're going to live it and you're going to sit there with your boyfriend and y'all fondling each other in church. We ain't going to go for that nonsense. That's an abomination to God. Now, if you want to get saved, we got your answer. But no, they discussed it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. At Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, they're going to vote on this now. Are we going to allow this or not? Beautiful day in Minneapolis Monday, beautiful day Tuesday, a beautiful day Wednesday. One of the ladies in this church, right there, right back to her mother, just happened to be downtown Minneapolis in a big high-rise building that day, looking out a set of windows on a beautiful day. And all of a sudden, the clouds turned black, and a great big tornado formed right down on 194. It came right down the highway and hit two buildings, the convention center and that Lutheran church. I mean, just a coincidence, right? Now then, if you think that's just a coincidence, you're kind of spiritually dead. If you didn't get that, your wood's wet, really wet, right? Who's in control of the tornadoes? God. And if they're discussing something God's Word says He hates, and all of a sudden they're fixing to vote on it at 2 o'clock, and just a few minutes before 2, this beautiful day with no bad weather. It ain't like it is out here today. There ain't a bunch of clouds and thunderstorms and everything. There, it's a beautiful, clear day in Minneapolis. And then all of a sudden, it ain't beautiful and clear. In a heartbeat, those clouds form, and that big tornado comes right down that highway and hits that convention center and that church. Knocks the steeple off of the church, does some damage to everything, and then it's gone. And then they vote after they regather their senses, and it still carries by one vote. They're going to allow homosexuals in their church. So I got a feeling the judgment is not over for the Lutheran church. You know, some people say, I don't believe that. Hey, okay, don't believe it. God is in the business of judging His people. And when He judges you, they better be glad He only tore up parts of the building. Because you know what He could have done? He could have wiped them all out. He could have killed them all right there. But it's a good thing He's loving and kind and patient, isn't it? You know, but you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who done that, does it? Where'd that tornado come from? God, absolutely God. Isn't it amazing that it just happened a few minutes before they were going to vote? Isn't it amazing that it was a beautiful, clear day and no bad weather on the front, and all of a sudden, a tornado out of nowhere. And then it only hits two things, the convention center and the church. Somebody said, well, I wonder why it hit a church. If God ain't happy with you, He can destroy your church. You know that?
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled Best Benefit Package is Jesus. We now join part two in progress.
First of all, I always want to wind up the afternoon with the promises that are available to you from the new covenant. But to show you what makes us sick there and what is available to us even under the law, which you and I technically are not under the law, we're under grace. As long as we walk being led by the Spirit. Now, see, that's something that the church misses. I mean, they think, well, they read that part, I'm not under the law. Well, you may be. Because if you're not walking led by the Spirit, you're under the law. But the Scriptures are clear over and over and over, you're only above the law when you walk in the royal law of love. And when you're walking under the royal law of love, there is no sickness there. There's no sin there. You know, so you're being led by the Spirit of God. And those of us that are walking in obedience to the Word, being led by the Spirit of God, you will hear God's voice real easy. I'll tell you how easy it is to hear God's voice. We had a service here a while back, and not very long ago, and at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Cheryl and I had to leave to go to minister to someone, and the church, there was still people all over the place milling around getting CDs and DVDs, and I told Phil, I said, Phil, I can't close the door and run all these people out. I said, they're getting CDs and DVDs. So I said, son, will you stay, and when everybody's out, would you lock the door to the church? And I said, sure, and I'll be back probably 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. He said, sure, I'll take care of it for you. So we left because we'd prayed for everybody, and we had to get out that Sunday afternoon. So we were gone until 11. That night, I walked back in my office at 11 o'clock, and I sat down. And then I sat down, just as clear as a bell, I hear the Lord say, son, go check the bathrooms.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.